It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Jesus told us to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are wolves. You'll know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? Some years ago, the following item appeared in the newspaper. Quote, "The author of the disparaging book, The Passover Plot, which states that Christ's crucifixion was faked to fulfill Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah, now questions the whole authority of the Christian church. Now Dr. Hugh Schoenfield, in Those Incredible Christians, lashes out at what he calls vested beliefs and ecclesiastical rubbish. The 68-year-old Jewish scholar is allegedly without a religious creed of his own, believing in God as pure spirit." End of quote. Well, now, how about that? Here's a man who, he himself admits, doesn't know what he believes, telling millions of people that their belief is rubbish. Well, personally, I'm tired of folks like Dr. Schoenfield. I'm tired of these self-appointed authorities who don't know what is right, except that everybody else is wrong. Yes, I'm tired. Tired of all the people who say God is dead who never knew he was alive. They live in their ivory palaces behind the sacred walls of education and spin out fancy theories about the nothingness of God. They never go down to the grave and watch a mother lay her child into the cold, hard earth. They never go to the hospital where the father of four young children is dying with cancer. They aren't ever called by the wife whose husband is an alcoholic. But they are sure after reading the textbooks that there is no God. I'm tired. Tired of the people who say the Bible is a lie who've never even read it. Our society is full of them, these intellectual illiterates who speak in pure ignorance of the subject matter. I'm tired. Tired of the people who say the church of today is irrelevant because we haven't been able to provide everybody with a mansion on the hill, a high income, a meaningful job, and the best social standing. I'm tired, yes. I'm tired of these fine people who say they can accept Christ as a great moral teacher, but not as the Son of God or the Savior of men. Little do these people realize the absurdity of their statement. A good moral teacher, but not God? If he wasn't the Son of God, indeed God himself, and did what he did and said what he said, then he was a blundering, blind, ignorant fool. Stupid. Crazy. He was either who he said he was, or he was a crazy idiot. But you will have to accept one of those descriptions of him. God incarnate or stupid madman. Unfortunately, the New Testament just doesn't leave room for you to classify him as a great moral teacher, but not God himself. Yes, I'm tired of these know-it-alls who don't know what they believe. And let me add just one final word to them. They say they're searching for truth. If this be true, then maybe one day they will find what many of us have already found. You see, we have already found truth. We found it in a lowly Nazarene, apart from whom no truth can ever be found.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.